Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nacho!
Yo quiero ser listo, mi gato, siga la pebra, dale!
Un, dos, tres, Nacho!
Okay, let's get into it. It's time for your favorite prank calls. We got a unique one here. I promise you that, man. Morning mess, JD, Sienna, your guy, Joey Boy. Can we say good morning to Priscilla?
What good up, morning, Priscilla?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
I'm so
you.
Excited to be on the show.
Excited for you to be on the show. So, reading through this email, you really want to get back at your husband because he knocked over. He knocked over what at your house?
Oh, gosh.
He knocked over my mom's urn.
Gosh, with her ashes in it.
Yeah.
Your mom's urn. So obviously, your mom's urn. She has condolences. She passed away, and obviously, in the urn, there's her ashes.
Yes, thank you so much. So, do y'all want to hear the story?
Nope, I want to guess. Your husband got a new BB gun, and he was target practicing and knocked it over. Was that it?
Okay, my husband's Eric, his best friend, was in town from out of state. Everybody has that one friend that, you know, like your significant other hangs out with, and it's like they lose sight of like who they are and what's going on with them. So I will say Eric's friend is on the younger side, and my husband is not. But they went out to Gilbert. When they came home, I felt like they were both acting like little children, like infants learning words for the first time, if you know what I mean.
Were they just hammered?
Were they slurring?
They were slurring. They were definitely drunk.
They were talking in cursive.
They were talking drunk lingo.
Okay.
But here's the worst part. I didn't just wake up to them coming inside and being belligerent. I heard a large thing shatter, break.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what was that? I honestly thought I was being robbed for a second. So I came out, and there it was, my mother's urn.
Oh, no.
Ashes everywhere. So sad, devastating, broke my heart. I guess one of these freaking idiots stumbled into the shelf because it was, they were wrestling or something.
You know what? WWE was in town, you know?
I've been there, man. When you're drunk wrestling, I've been there.
Dang.
Exactly. I was Rikishi for a second.
Rikishi.
But, know.
Not Rikishi. Good throwback.
I'm going to get him back, though. So I honestly was like, what am I supposed to do at this point? Vacuum my mom up, you know, toss her in the trash. I was stuck in a hard place. So he obviously felt terrible and miserable about it the next morning because, you know, I just can't go buy ashes at Target. You know what I mean?
Amazon Prime, you could probably buy some. I'm just kidding. What the hell do you do?
Yeah.
What did you do? Okay, so he knocks it over. Your mom's ashes everywhere. Did you put it in a bag or something and kind of?
I just honestly just sat with it for a second and I just literally put everything, the ashes that I could. I just swept them with a little, like, hand broom, you know?
Yeah.
And put them in a bag, like a velvet bag, because the glass is in there and her ashes. And I'm just like, I don't really know what to do right now. I don't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming.
Okay.
So I was just sitting
there.
So
let me get this straight. Like, this sounds pretty sad to me. Do you want to prank? You want to prank your husband?
Yeah, so honestly, I do want to prank, and thank you, it is sad. I want to prank him. So I have a little bit like a dark sense of humor, so you guys have to promise me that you won't judge me for my
I've already judged
idea.
You. I'm there already, but if you have a dark sense of humor, how would your mom feel about this? May she rest in peace.
So honestly, that's what I'm saying. So my mom would actually love this prank. I was thinking Nacho could be someone from the cremating business who will offer to replace my mom's ashes as long as he can find a way to get a strand of my hair for DNA purposes. So,
man. It's like she got excited right when she was about to tell us the prank. It was like everything was sad, and she's like, but
first. As long as we don't get haunted, it's her prank.
Yeah, she's not on the third floor of our building. Is she? All right.
Your mom would totally be okay
I'm
with this, by the way.
Person, you know, she would love this. Like,
she would love this.
Okay.
Because that's what he deserves. You know, you act like a child, you're going to get pranked. You all have my full permission, I promise. All
right. Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. All right, Nacho's revenge. Let's ruin this guy's morning. I'm going to hell.
Hello?
Hello, this is Nacho Chavez. That's Nacho with two O's from Cremation Cloning. So sorry about your loss, sir.
I'm sorry. You must have dialed the wrong number.
No, sir. Priscilla reached out to us about our business and said you'll be taking care of the order for her mother. You remember her?
Are you being serious right now?
No, actually, I wanted to stay on the line until I started my stand-up comedy routine. Yes, of course. What you both went through recently is something I don't take lightly, so I just need 2 minutes of your time, sir.
Okay. Would you mind explaining what you do again, then?
Absolutely, sir. Yes, our business started a few years back in the event an urn breaks. We can actually replace the ashes, so the grieving process may continue. We just need a strand of hair, and we can make the ashes have the family DNA.
You can't be serious.
I am serious.
That sounds super immature that you would want to make a profit off of that.
Well, according to this potential order, the reason for the urn breaking to begin with was because you gave the people's elbow to the original urn. Can we not just waste time here and get to your order, sir?
I didn't order anything, and I'm not interested.
I don't care if you're interested. Listen, Priscilla was interested, so I need you to chop off a strand of hair so I can do my job and move on, okay? Listen. Come on, Skippy. Let's go.
I'm going to have to sit down and talk to her about this. Yeah. This doesn't seem right at all.
Wow. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So I need either a small hand prick or strand of hair, and then we'll use that DNA to make a new ashes. What credit card will we be using? Visa, MasterCard?
My wife really put you up to this?
Yes. Considering you tried to Swiffer up her only mother, I would say you should be joining our hashtag clone cremation newsletter where we highlight our most recent customers. Okay?
Are you hearing yourself right now?
Me. Yes. I can hear myself.
Please shut down immediately. This is not cool.
Great. Okay, great. Well, per your request, I'll shut down my business and become homeless. That's a great idea. You really know how to respect local entrepreneurs. Wow. Here in Sunny Slope, we try so hard. And actually, this was your wife's idea. Call her about it. Let me live, bro.
Yeah. I'm going to.
Okay.
Because we're not going to replace her mom's ashes. Are you sick?
No. I'm feeling very fine. All I need is a small strand of hair. If you want to do it the scissors way or if things get a little frisky, you can. It's all up to you. I'll leave that up to you, sir. I need to get this going pronto, okay? I'm feeling the need to burn for the urn. Okay.
Burn for the urn.
Yes.
Hello?
That's our slogan. Burn for the urn.
All right, listen, buddy. Huh. The karma you're going to have for the rest of your life is coming your way soon.
Okay.
You can cancel our order. This is not happening, bro.
So you have a better idea to make up for your mistake? Because I'm listening.
Look, I already told Priscilla we're going to find a way to replace the urn. But this is not the solution.
Burn for the urn. I'm trying to tell you, it literally is a solution. That'll be $299. You want to do cash or credit, sir?
How about nothing?
That doesn't work, because we're in business for profit. So what color would you like the urn?
I already told you we are not.
It doesn't matter what color you want. Jambroni.
Okay, I just want this prank call to be over. Oh, I can't do this
same,
anymore.
Same,
I feel kind of really bad.
Same. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Eric, this is a prank call. You're live on the radio. We're called the Morning Mess. Yes, does it make sense to you now? Yeah. So your wife is on the line. She put us up to this.
Everyone can laugh.
Can we? Because I feel really awkward with this one.
I have another urn in the mail. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine. I love you.
Oh, my God. I'm, like, shaking. Oh my God. Individual, what is wrong with you?
So much.
Take the karma off our plate, please. This wasn't our idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.